I don't know. It's the news according to me. Do I even start this show? I don't even know. Should I even start this show? I wish I had a producer. Because this is all just in my own head. I don't have a producer. I don't have a crew here. I don't have, you know, people in hair and makeup. I don't have anybody telling me what to do. I just have a cup. That's all I've got, just this cup. With nothing in it, by the way. There's nothing in my cup right now. I don't even have my hat on. Usually I have a hat on. I don't have a hat on even. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. On so many fronts right now, and even, you know, the two big stories, of course, are Afghanistan and COVID. Two big stories. Behind all of that is this mess of other stories that are not being reported on. Because, you know, Afghanistan. Because, you know, we got to report what's hot in the news right now. And nothing else is being talked about. You know, I mean, in the meantime, news happens, according to me, and nobody else is talking about it, according to me. According to anybody else. I don't even know where to begin. I've got two things here, basically. Three or four things. I got a list of things here. My little one-word list. So I can look up here and go, hey, what do I do about this? I'll just jump right into it, because I don't know where else to go. Just jump in the deep end here, Kevin. Start talking. As my dog is scratching the floor behind me, trying to dig a hole. As soon as I start talking, he starts digging a hole. Like, he just wants to crawl in a hole. Oh, he's talking again. Probably what a lot of you do as well. I don't know. Where'd he go? I don't even know where he went. It's so dark in here. Can't see anything. So, this is a new angle. And I knew it would come to this. I thought it would come to this under government single-payer health care. This is starting to happen with other big companies, and probably more big companies will follow suit. So my understanding is now that Delta Airlines, I just saw this news report come across my desk. This stuff comes into my desk, it flies across my desk, and it makes this little sound. Not really, but that's what I'm going to stay with. Bear with me, and maybe there might be some hesitation here in some of the stuff, because I'm reading stories as they're coming through, literally, like, new stories here popping up. There's one that's pretty disturbing here. I hope I can find it again. Here it is. Yeah, I need to find this story. I think hopefully this pulls it up, because that's I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I'm going to talk about it soon. Yeah, here we go. a few things about COVID that I want to talk about. One of them is about the... this is frustrating, because their headline on this email doesn't show up in their news report. About what the FDA issues a dire warning against about COVID vaccines in children under 12. This is the FDA who approved it. It doesn't say which one. It doesn't say in this headline, and I can't find it in their list of stories here. I'll have to dig through it. This is all live, recorded live, in real time. It's all real time. Right now it is Thursday, August 26th, 5:17, Eastern Standard Time. I debated on whether I wanted to do this live or not, but I may end up getting so angry at some point during this show that I probably would probably regret what I was saying. Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes I usually regret it anyway, but I still post it. Then I regret posting it. Then I make another show to make up for it that I regret posting again. It's a never-ending cycle. I just forget about the last show. Just listen to this one. So, Afghanistan now. Now we have reports coming in. Of course, initially there were no reports that any U.S. citizens were killed. My first report was that a bomb went off and nobody was killed. Then there were casualties. Then it was many feared dead. Then it was several people. There were several casualties. Many gone to the hospital and a few casualties. No reported U.S. soldiers. Then it was reported that a couple of Marines, I believe, and a couple other U.S. citizens, U.S. soldiers were injured. The last report I heard, and all this is information coming out, it's all scattered. I'm sure that, you know, there's just not good information coming through. The last report that I heard was that there are 10 U.S. soldiers that were injured. And among them were some casualties. So I don't know how that's going to unfold here in the next 24 hours. Well, I'm sure we'll find out more. There have been two explosions so far. Among all of this, and along with all of this, a report has just come across this afternoon that I've just recently heard. And this infuriates me more than anything on the planet. Why is this administration trusting at all anything to do with the Taliban? You don't understand. Apparently they don't understand the Taliban. Apparently, I have a better understanding of what the Taliban is than they do. The Taliban is not some organization run by one person. The Taliban is a group of tribes, all of which operate independently and all of which, I should say, operate very loosely. You can go through one checkpoint operated by some guys in the Taliban and they will do one thing, and you can go through another checkpoint and they will kill you. But they're all Taliban. What I'm getting at here is this is just a group of loosely organized thugs. They want the U.S. and any other country that they want out of there. And they would just as soon kill you as to have you get on an airplane and leave. One way or another, they're going to eradicate you. They are on a high right now that they've won the war. We've been there. And there are things that have, you know, there are individuals in their 20s that have grown up with this. Young men who've grown up with this occupation that we've had over there. And it's irresponsible, to say the least, it's irresponsible that this administration has done what they've done. And to put the icing on the cake, they handed a list of people to the Taliban to get approval, I guess. Who knows why they gave him this list of people that they were approving to come out of the country? I guess they wanted approval from the Taliban. Can we get these people out? Here's our official list. You have to let these people through. I just heard an interview recently by Dan Crenshaw, former U.S. Navy SEAL. I believe he's in Congress, I believe, in. He might be a Texas congressman. Not a guy that I necessarily... I like the guy. I respect the guy. Not a guy that I necessarily hold to all of his politics. I believe he is a little bit of an establishment guy. He probably would line up more with the establishment than he would with, you know, somebody like Rand Paul. They handed a list to these people, and it's basically a kill list. They gave them a list of the people they want to get out of Afghanistan. And most of those people that were on the list that they want to get out who are Afghanis were the people who were translators and informants, who the Taliban would consider traitors. And they would gladly execute them. Tell you what, if this is the way our government is going to act, then we have no excuses when we go into a country for anyone to trust us at all. And I pray to God we never have to go into another country. I pray to God we never have to send any of our children into another country ever again. But right now, that's not the reality. The reality is we have a lot of kids. A lot of our soldiers are on foreign land. Some for what could be a good reason, and others for really stupid reasons. They're doing their job, and they're doing their job well. They're doing what they're told. It's the people who are telling them that I have the problem with. We are headed headlong into a major problem in this nation. I beg to differ with a lot of the people that I hear, the pundits that I hear saying that, Biden's never gonna win a second term. Before we start talking about a second term for Biden, I think we need to wake up to some reality here. Biden's not going to make it through his first term. That needs to be understood right up front. This guy, there's no way this guy makes it through another 3 years. If he makes it through the entire full term, 4 years, as the president, actually acting in capacity as the president, which he's not even doing that now, I will never do another podcast again. So I guarantee you my job with podcasting is very secure. My job. I call this a job. Yeah. I punch the clock and I come in here, do my podcast. I go home and I just take my paycheck and I go home. The idea that this, that whose idea was this to begin with, to give the Taliban a list? And then whose idea was it to fulfill that order? I want to know who's running this show, because it is a clown show. And unfortunately, there are people's lives on the lines. On the line? Lines. Is there multiple lines? There's multiple lines. Lives are on the lines. Or the line, depending on whichever. And this administration is fiddling around. Completely inept, incompetent, and just plain downright stupid. I hate to say it. If there was ever a time in our nation when we are vulnerable to attack, it is now. China's gonna eat our lunch? Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah, Joe. You know, the thing that scares me about him saying that is that stuff that he says ends up being just the opposite. If he's saying that's not going to happen, I'm pretty sure it is. And here's how it goes. It doesn't just happen with China strikes out with a military strike. That's not the way. They're not going to do just a military invasion of our country. They're going to weaken and disable us. Command and control. They eliminate command and control. There's a demoralization. There's all this stuff. You have to divide us all up, and then you can conquer. And right now, the way they do that is through the tech industry. Hacking and doing all kinds of things with viruses and disabling our electrical grid, those kinds of things. Viruses. That's the way you weaken a country to the point that now all of a sudden it's, you know, we almost look to them for, we'll be begging them to come in and take over. People in Washington have sold us out. They're on the take. The military-industrial complex, for example. A lot of money laundering, a lot of things going on there with money just being poured through the military-industrial complex. That all makes its way back to, conveniently, a lot of the establishment politicians. Don't doubt me on that. That is the absolute truth. It is a big money maker, money wash, slush fund. We keep these foreign wars going, and we have to support our soldiers, because we have to support the troops. We got to make sure that they're well equipped. Give them lots of equipment. So, millions upon millions upon millions, if not billions and billions of dollars, literally. I mean, I'm serious about that. Billions of dollars worth of equipment being left in Afghanistan. Gee, what do you think is going to happen with that? They're just going to keep it in a storage shed somewhere? That won't be used against us somehow? The Taliban is not going to use that to oppress the people? There are already plenty of reports of Christians being slaughtered. There's one group holding out, my understanding, I think it's in the northern province of somewhere. One group holding out that's going to fight against the Taliban. How long do you think it's going to last? They are going to amass and surround that area. And of course, we're not going to do anything to help them. Of course not. I'm not so sure we should, but we should have. We shouldn't have left them in that situation. But I digress. At the same time all of this is going on, we also have, how conveniently, also have the COVID mess. The FDA has now approved the vaccine, one of the vaccines. There are some angles on some of this stuff that it's interesting how it's going down now. And I don't know how they can justify it. I don't know how in the world you justify this. Delta employees are now being charged $200 a month extra additional for their health insurance if they have not been vaccinated. $200 a month. Do the math on that. In a year's time, that's $2,400. $2,400 a year. Now, I happen to know that most of the employees at Delta are union employees. I don't know if this is just management that's having to pay this, or if the unions have all caved on this and that's the direction they're going. If that's the case, then the unions are not for their employees either. They're not protecting their employees. They're idiots, which I would have, I have very little doubt that that's the case anyway. I've had enough experience with unions to know it's always everybody else's fault but theirs. When they do something, negotiate a contract in bad faith, they'll sue the company. The union will sue the company for you tricked us. No, you guys didn't do your due diligence. And the employees should be suing the union. That's what should be happening. You guys were incompetent. You should expect the company to get everything they can out of you. That's what you do when you pit yourself against them. It's an us against them mentality with unionization. I'm not saying that unions are all bad. There's still a place for some unions in this country, in some industries. There's also a place for proper negotiation. I'm just saying that unions can become very corrupt. Here's a little headline. Fully vaccinated NFL player out for the season with blood clots. Texas governor now bans vaccine mandates. CDC admits effectiveness of vaccine continues to drop. Last I heard, it was in the 40% range. Vaccines that were initially 90% effective are now in the 40% range. I'll get into that a little bit more in a little bit. Jen Psaki confirms that Joe Biden will campaign for Gavin Newsom in California recall. There's some issues with the California recall, by the way, especially with the ballots. The ballot, the envelope that you put your ballot into, you can see right through it. You can see who you voted for. Yeah, that's a problem. That makes it real easy to destroy those ballots. Oh, here's one that has somebody. Well, puts that. Oops. Where did that one go? Oh, look at there. It fell right into the shredder. What are the odds that these 20,000 ballots fell into the shredder? That's a pretty amazing shredder. New York Governor Hochul says Andrew Cuomo hid 12,000 COVID deaths. I guess now that Andrew is gone, he commuted a bunch of sentences for some people as on his way out the door. Some of them had no business getting out of jail. One of them was a relative son or somebody, I think, son of a politician in New York. There's nothing phony about that. Alleged phony conservatives, speaking of phony, grifters, quote, grifters, end quote, facing $5.1 million in fines for election robocalls. I don't know what that's about. U.S. Surgeon General demands vaccine passports for schools and businesses. That's the U.S. Surgeon General. Demanding vaccine passports for schools and businesses. He's demanding it because he's an elected official, right? We elect a surgeon general, right? He's elected. He can demand those things of us. No. Professor exposes the extent of Australia's descent into COVID fascism. I'm telling you, there is a mass hysteria going on right now. It is absolutely out of control. When I hear the kinds of statements that I'm hearing, and here's one that I heard recently. Of course, this whole thing about, well, if you get the vaccine, your symptoms will not be as bad. If you get the vaccine and then you get the virus. And of course, according to Joe Biden, he told us that if you get the vaccine, you won't get the virus. But apparently that's wrong. So if you get the vaccine and you get the virus, which now apparently is much more likely because the vaccine is now actually not as effective. And I'll get into that a little bit as well. There's a little story there too. There's an article out right now that's has results from 15 different studies, most of them peer-reviewed now. Talks about natural immunity. So the mandates, the vaccination mandates now. The angle that I hadn't seen coming was this $200, you know. I'm curious now. I was considering, there's a job I've been doing. I have very good health care insurance with my particular employer that I have right now. And I've struggled over the last few months as to whether or not I want to stay there. I've seen some ways that they treat people during this whole thing, and some general practices that they do. It's still a good, solid company. I mean, financially and fiscally, they're a very solid company. However, they're making some decisions that I'm very concerned about. And they are tied to a bigger employer because they are contracted to a larger employer. And I'm not sure how much longer I can stay there. If I leave that company, I become, you know, once again, I become gainfully self-employed, and I actually make better money self-employed than I do working for that company. It's just, it's nice to have a paycheck from somebody else and not have the responsibilities of some of the things I do. Not that I have that much responsibility of my own. I can still I still run my other business. It's just, I don't hit it as hard. But I'm seriously considering just going back to that because, I'm concerned about where things are headed. Now, my problem now is, you know, my wife also works, and she has good health care at her company that she works for. She has a very good career. She loves her career. I think she likes doing what she's doing. She's not going to want to retire at 65. Let's just put it that way. She's going to want to keep doing what she's doing. She has it's a calling for her more than a job. And she does it well. She does her job very well. The problem now might be that if I lose my employment or leave my employment with the company I'm with now and lose my health insurance, it may turn out that trying to get health insurance from the other company, from my wife's company, may not be possible unless I am vaccinated. Now, I'm wondering how long this is going to last. Like I was saying, this is hysteria. And I was going to get to this, and I actually got full circle here on this, my little bunny trail. The hysteria is so bad. They're saying if you have the vaccine, that you're not going to have, if you get sick and you've had the vaccination, the symptoms aren't as bad. You're less likely to end up in, you know, dying from it. Well, okay, there were people who got this thing before who, you know, didn't have it very bad. And there's always this mindset out there, think how bad it could have been if you hadn't had the vaccine. Okay, think how bad it would have been if we hadn't been wearing masks. Okay, think how bad it would have been if we hadn't shut down the country. Really? There were countries that didn't shut down. There was one country specifically that didn't shut down at all. There were states that didn't shut down and managed to get along just fine. I mean, yeah, there were deaths, but it wasn't. They're not in the highest ranked ones. You see, there's this. It's just. It's hysteria. And here's the statement that really sums it all up. Recently, an individual who had the vaccine did not survive when they caught COVID. They died. And someone of some rapport apparently made the statement in all of their wisdom and all of their intelligence. If they wouldn't have had the vaccine, it would have been worse. I guess that's because that's what you're supposed to say. I don't even know how to respond to that. It would have been worse. They died, but it would have been worse if they hadn't had the vaccine. You mean they would they have died a day earlier? Would their death have been more miserable? Is that what they're trying to say? Because the outcome's the same. We're going to talk about bottom line here. Fellow by the name of I can't think of his name. I really wish I knew his name. I'm going to look it up because it's so disturbing me right now that I can't remember his name here. Well, that's interesting. Switch account. For some reason my account didn't come up. So I'm going to go to this. Let's see if I can just do this. This will be the best way to do this. All right. So my library. There's my library. All right. My watch later library. Where did it go? No, it's not what I want. No, it's not in there. But there's my downloads, maybe. Your video, my downloads. Oh, I don't have any downloads there. It's probably on my phone. A gentleman recently was being interviewed. Yeah, I'm going to have to look on my phone. I really need this guy's name. I think his last name is Malone. He's a doctor. For 28 years. He is more of an expert, by the way. He's more of an expert on vaccines than Anthony Fauci is. He was the one who, back in the 80s, late 80s, was already working on mRNA viruses or vaccines. He understands vaccination and vaccines better than he's probably the expert in the country right now on vaccination. He's being censored, folks. He's being censored. Something called cytotoxicity that he talks about in this interview. And he is very much aware of how the spike proteins and everything, all this stuff works and how it's all supposed to happen and what they're saying the vaccines are doing. But he said that what they're actually using this vaccine to do is not a spike protein to carry the antibodies. It is cytotoxicity, a cytotoxin. Now, I don't understand what he's talking about. Don't get me wrong. I'm using these big words. I have no idea what I'm throwing around here. It's like a little kid with a big sword. What I'm saying is he's being censored because he is very much alarmed at what is happening and the kind of acceptance that this thing is safe. Now, he doesn't have problems with the mRNA vaccination. He has problems with this particular one and the way it's being used and the way it's being pushed out there as being safe. He has a real serious issue with the FDA. He believes as well that they have no idea what they're doing. Or if they do, that they are purposefully politicizing this whole thing. But now, strangely enough, in the last 24 hours, this is since they have already come out and said that it's approved. This is the article that I really wanted to delve into. Is this article on the FDA coming out and saying that the it's a dire warning. Here's the article. Finally found it. FDA warning. This is in News and Analysis, humanevents.com. FDA warns children under 12 should not receive COVID vaccine. I know of plenty of people who have kids under 12 that have received this vaccine already. According to the FDA, children under 12 years old should not receive the COVID-19 vaccine yet, as regulators await data on safety, dosage, and efficacy. As previously reported by Human Events News, the Pfizer vaccine received FDA approval Monday for those above the age of 16. In May, emergency approval for the shot expanded to individuals ages 12 to 15. Per Fox News, children above the age of 8 may be eligible by September. Ordinarily, as you know, when a medical product is approved, physicians often do use off-label prescribing. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock told reporters on a call Monday, "However, this is a different situation. The vaccine is being distributed under provider agreement by the U.S. government through the CDC, and there are many considerations that would pertain to off-label prescribing for the recipient and so forth. We are not recommending that children younger than 12 be vaccinated with this vaccine, she continued. It would not be appropriate." This is alarming and concerning to me, because this thing is being pushed like you've got to take it, and kids are just vulnerable to, you know, they're very pliable to whatever. So it, you know, either they're going to be scared, or they're going to be feeling like they shouldn't have to take it, or they don't want to take it, or maybe they're scared about taking it, or they scared if they don't take it. All kinds of issues pop up with this whole thing. I'm going to go back to my other page here. I guess Biden has supposedly talking now about having some remarks about Afghanistan. Who knows what? I don't even want to listen to the guy. Mr. Reagan right now has a live YouTube broadcast talking about the FBI. Are they corrupt or incompetent? I think I know which one of those it is, but either one is not good. By the way, I was listening to a book recently. It was called Rednecks, Black Rednecks and White Liberals, A History of Slavery. It's by Thomas Sowell. It is an excellent book. I was listening to the audio version. I'm only about halfway through this thing, but I have to say, it is by far one of the most comprehensive explanations of the world, of a worldview of slavery. The problem we run into with slavery is that for some reason we want to narrow it down to just the United States experience. He has a very different take on this about slavery in the Western world. Thomas Sowell is a black man. Well, a very old black man. He's very old now. Been around a long time. And he is he's a brilliant individual. Very well studied. And doesn't just go along with status quo narratives. He has done research. He has studied actual physical documents. Shipping logs, historical documents, and understands what happened throughout that whole time. And it rings true with me because I know that people are people, and every ethnic group on this planet throughout the years, throughout history, has enslaved other ethnic groups as well as their own. Had nothing to do with race, necessarily. I'm not positively sure if the Catholic Church has ever condemned slavery. I'm not positive of that. I don't know when they did, if they did, but the Catholic Church didn't for a very long time throughout the slave trade, Western slave trade. Slave trade was in existence before the Europeans came around, by the way. He makes a very good documentation of that in his book. Now, all that being said, the only reason I'm talking about that is because there's a little thing that popped up here about 1,000 years of slavery. It's on the Smithsonian Channel. So again, Biden, who knows what he's going to say. He doesn't know what he's going to say. He doesn't know what he's saying because he doesn't know what he's talking about. But I'm sure he's saying something. So I'm going to to just say this about the whole COVID thing. I'll circle back to that. Jen Psaki. Circle back, Psaki. So we have now this. I want to talk about this report from this was the Horowitz, Daniel Horowitz, I believe, was his. It's his article, but he also did a podcast on this. I don't know who this guy, who Daniel Horowitz is. I'm not sure I necessarily. However, this is the report that he has here is that this on the studies, 15 studies that indicate natural immunity from prior infection is more robust than the COVID vaccines. Now, there are also some studies out there that say if you have had it, taking the vaccine is actually more dangerous if you've had it because of these spike proteins that can cause issues. Most issues happen within the first 5 days. However, the long-term effects are not known. This is my opinion. This is all stuff I'm telling you. I'll read from the article here. It is it's the 800-pound gorilla in the pandemic. The debate over forced vaccination with an ever-waning vaccine is cresting right around the time when the debate should be moot for a lot of people. Among the most fraudulent messages the CDC campaign of deceit is to force the vaccine on those with prior infection, who have a greater degree of protection against all versions of the virus than those with any of the vaccines. It's time to set the record straight once and for all that natural immunity to SARS-CoV-2 is broader, more durable, and longer lasting than any of the shots on the market today. Our policies must reflect that reality. It should be noted that this exercise is not even necessary now, that our own government concedes that immunity from the vaccines, particularly the Pfizer shot, wanes each month. It's down even more. And this article was it's been put out a little while ago, but with the Mayo Clinic researchers suggesting, based on old data that likely got even worse since the Pfizer efficacy against infection is only 42%. There is no reason to even attempt to compare this degree of immunity to the near-perfect immunity of prior infection, even against Delta. It should be obvious to any intellectually honest person that an unvaccinated individual with prior infection is exponentially safer to be around than someone who had the vaccines but not prior infection. Remember, a significant proportion of the population already got infected. And when the latest Delta wave is over in the South, the region will most likely reached clear supermajorities of the population with immunity, as was found in India following the circulation of this very contagious strain of the virus. Now consider the fact that studies have shown those with prior infection are associated with 4.4 times increased odds of clinically significant side effects following mRNA vaccination. Thus, it is as scandalous as it is unnecessary to vaccinate those with prior infection. Even if one supports vaccination for those without prior immunity. But as you can imagine, that would take a massive share of the market off the table from the greedy hands of Big Pharma. To that end, it's important to clarify once and for all, based on the current academic literature, that yes, people with prior infection are indeed immune, more so than those with vaccines. Here is just a small list of some of the more recent studies which demonstrate the effectiveness of natural immunity, even from mild infection, much later into the pandemic than the study window of the vaccines. New York University, May 3rd, 2021. Washington University, St. Louis, Missouri, May 24th, 2021, published in Nature. Cleveland Clinic, June 19th, 2021. Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, Seattle Emory University, Washington, July 14th, 2021, published in Cell Medicine. I'm just going through the list. There's also a report underneath every one of these lists, underneath every one of these titles is a list, is the report. Like University of California, Irvine, July 21st, 2021, the authors conclude natural infection induced expansive natural infection-induced expansion of larger CD8 T cells, T cell clones, occupied distinct clusters, likely due to the recognition of a broader set of viral epitopes. Epitopes? Epitopes? Is the P silent? I don't know. Presented by the virus, not seen in mRNA vaccine. University of California, San Francisco, May 12, 2021. Conclusion, quote, in infection-naive individuals, the second dose boosted the quantity, but not quality, of the T-cell response. While in convalescents, the second dose helped neither. Spike-specific T-cells from convalescent vaccines differed strikingly from those of infection-naive vaccinees, with phenotypic features suggesting superior long-term persistence and ability to home in to the respiratory tract, including the nasopharynx. That's end quote. A lot of big words there. I'm going to charge extra for all that. Just one after another. Israel, Ireland, Cornell University in Qatar. Israel researchers, French researchers, Duke News Medical School, Singapore. That's in Singapore. The Korean researchers published in Nature Communications in June. Rockefeller University researchers from Madrid and Mount Sinai in New York. 15 different studies that are all saying the same thing. I rest my case. So, in the midst of all this, I'm concerned that there's going to be continued hysteria and that the facts are going to continue to be censored. At some point, this thing is going to cave in on itself. My concern is that when it does, when it starts to all unravel and collapse and people start realizing that they've been duped, if that is the case. Let's say that is the case. Let's just, this is all scenario and hypothetical scenario here. Let's pretend like, okay, let's say that all of a sudden we find out this virus, this vaccine is not doing what it's supposed to, and it's actually causing people's immune systems to collapse. I'm not saying that's what's happening. I'm saying, what if it does happen? What would be the natural reaction from the powers that be? They will create something else that will happen. Something else will happen that will take our minds off of it. It's going to take something major for that to happen, like a terrorist attack on epic scale, or some kind of huge techno attack of some sort. Cyber warfare type thing happening. Or all of a sudden aliens are attacking us. Who knows what it's going to take? It will be something huge, and it will have to be incredibly huge to overcome the onslaught and the wave of issues that we're going to face here in the next year or so. And the way this administration bungles its way through so many things, I think people are starting to wake up to the reality. Just some people are starting to wake up to the reality of the whole buyer's remorse thing here with Biden. And not everybody. Some people are hunkering down. And I know of one particular couple that I know of that's very left-leaning. Like totally off the chart leftist. They don't even realize it. They think that they're centrists, but they're not at all. They're in the center of the leftist left part of the leftists. Leftist establishment, even. Like not even the Bernie, not even Bernie supporter, but like leftist, left establishment, like Hillary Clinton worshipers. They're off in Hawaii right now, enjoying their time. Having a nice time because, you know, there's no mean tweets out there for them to worry about. They thought the world was going to come to an end during Trump's administration. I'd say we're closer to a major catastrophe right now than we've ever been in the last 4 years. Only catastrophes that were happening were coming from the left. Over $1 billion worth of damage done by Antifa. So, having said all of that, I want to just say this. Thank you for listening to me rant. It really is, I think it's very, what's the word? Therapeutic for me to be able to speak and imagine, like, just imagining that there's somebody out there listening. For some reason, it's just, I appreciate it. So thanks for listening to me, whether you agreed with me or not. It's really not that important whether you agree with me or not. I'd love to have the discussion with you in person, but then I would, you know, have to listen to your side of it. That's why I do a podcast, because I just have to listen to myself. And you can, you know, throw stuff at the radio or the record player, whatever it is Joe Biden has out there. God bless everybody. Appreciate you listening. Have a great evening. I'll be back on here tomorrow.